Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Bronstein, how you doing this morning?
Off to a slow start. Nothing unusual about that.
Okay.
It is Saturday, June what?
12th.
12th, 2021. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN, 1520 a.m. out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming. Click on live streaming and you should be all set. Also at the website, you miss a show, you want to replay a show, all of our shows are archived. So once again, go to the website, sapriston.com. This time, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and all of our shows are there. And then finally, last but not least, every week, there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yes, and they discuss the heated debate over whether inflation is running amok or not. So you've heard me talk about there not being any inflation, and there is inflation. Things have gone up, but I think they're temporary. And the biggest thing, one of the biggest things, is the increase in used cars. The prices that are in that inflation. So that's what I think the Fed is looking at, that they use the term transitory. They're meeting next week, I believe, and so they'll probably talk about a few different things. But one thing we have to remember is that technology has allowed us to be aware of what's going on within industries and within companies and their inventories and that. And Peter, so I buy these filterette furnace filters because they get rid of all the this and the that and the blah, 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 blah. Well, I needed some, so I went and got them 3 months.
You see what they cost now?
Yeah, I know. But you know what they have? They have this...
sensor?
Yeah. It's like unbelievable.
You better watch out because they're listening to you.
No, it's just to tell me how efficient it's running.
No, they're listening to you.
I activated it. Well, they're not going to hear anything.
You're in trouble. So anyway.
But anyway, so they talk about that.
And I said, I don't believe inflation is transitory. So
right, you don't
I think the Fed says it with their toes and their fingers crossed. Okay.
They don't do
that. The bottom line is that, once prices go up, You know, restaurants, go to a restaurant
that's
lately.
That's your point.
They don't come down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to see.
And I noticed that every restaurant is starting to outbid the other guy. You know, one guy went from 14 to 1501, so, and then another one went to 16. I was at another place last night.
What is that, though?
At 17.
What is 17? What is that?
$17 is the wage.
Oh, okay. Oh, wage. Okay, I didn't know what you were talking about.
So, you know, we shall see.
I thought you were talking
about
chicken
wings. But they'll put those on the menu, and I guarantee you, when things settle down, the prices will not come down, okay, on the menu. And there's a lot of other things that won't come down.
Peter, who needs to eat?
Yeah, well, that's
man
true.
Does not live by bread alone.
Right, well, all the things we spend our money on, you know. And, I was at my friend's restaurant last night, and he said, geez, I went in, and this went up from this to this from last week. This went up. He says, I got to change my prices. You know, that's it. I've had enough.
So they have those flippy signs on the...
you just come in, and they charge a higher price. And they say, wait a minute, your menu says this. No.
Yeah.
That but anyway, work. That's the way it is. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Once again, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if for some reason you don't want to talk on the radio, we do have a chat box. If you go to saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on Chat, join the chat. You can type a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, it is the easiest time to give us a call. So, you know, give us a call. What kind of week was it in the market last week, anyway?
It's pretty good.
Was it a pretty good week?
Yeah, new highs in the S&P. And it's one of those sideways paint drying. In a positive way, I think. We do have to remember the president was overseas going after the Irish and making them charge more, not that they're going to. But
we talked about that last week. I said that was a joke.
Yeah,
but anyway.
I think it was a good week in the market.
It was. It's surprisingly, once again, those things that you'd think are logical.
Like,
it should be happening, like inflation's going up, the economy's booming, and interest rates are going down.
There you go.
You figure that one out.
I know it. I told you.
Yeah.
The reason interest rates went up the last time, one of the big reasons was a lot had to do with speculation. It's almost like a meme interest rate.
Well, there was another explanation in this weekend's Barron's, which
probably makes more sense than mine, but go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but... interest rates had gone from 1 to as high as what, 1.6 or something like that? And they said that was already anticipating the inflation. That was a big jump in interest rates.
Oh, could have been. Okay.
Which is possible. Maybe if you're starting at a low level.
Right.
You know, 1 to 1.6 is heck of a move,
Well, a year ago, it was 70 basis points.
Exactly. Yeah. So who knows? That's a possibility. Interestingly enough, the cover of Barron's says, here come the teens. They can't vote, but they're old enough to buy stocks.
Yeah.
So,
I think what you're gonna find. I think another interesting was the auctions that they held this week
were very strong, right?
Not only they were unbelievable, and the dealers who usually get caught having to buy what's left over, there wasn't anything left to buy.
Yeah, it's
for all intents and purposes. Yeah,
strange world out there, to say the least.
Yeah, and we're seeing the low wage workers catching up. Which is, something that's good for those that are, making lower wages. The higher wage people haven't seen that increase. So, I don't know.
It's tough. Huge. So give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. I did read, very quickly this morning in Barron's, there are something like 9.3 or 9.5 million jobs available and unfilled. Okay?
Yeah, that's huge. That's the largest
number. And the Fed admitted, that a pretty good part of that is the extra unemployment, okay? So now 25 states, I think at the end of this month, are going to end their extra unemployment.
Right, we'll see if that has any effect.
And they said, but those 25 states, somebody said, that only accounts for 25% of the unemployment, okay? So it might fill 2 million jobs, you know, out of the 9 million jobs. And but they said by, what is it, September or so, September, October,
I think all the of first ends. Week is September.
Yeah, all of it ends, and then we'll see more so how many of those jobs end up getting filled, you know. So that'll be very interesting because that's been my belief. A lot of it's that, you know, no
question
about
it. But everybody's looking
to
hire.
You know. Yeah. I mean, you go up and down any road, and it's not just I want a server. You know, they want everybody who works there.
Right.
You know, so it's just amazing. So once again, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. In the news last week, did you see that Alzheimer drug that was approved?
I forgot about it.
Yeah, did you forget it? I knew it. Well, you couldn't afford it anyway. What is it, $56,000 a year or something like that?
Right.
You know, but what is interesting is the original panel apparently unanimously, I think only one person voted for it the first time, you know. Now, this time around, it was passed, you know.
Did they change it at all?
It was approved. No.
Huh?
It was approved.
Maybe they're being too stringent on what they're looking for.
Originally, they were questioning the data, you know, whether it was, you know, reliable enough and so forth and so on. And
well, it's the government data.
Yeah.
How could that not be reliable?
No. The data from the test is government data.
Tomato. You say tomato?
But anyway, all right. No. Okay. So there are people on the line. We're having a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction, I guess, and we will.
I think it's your fault.
It's my fault. Everything's my fault. You know. So.
Yeah.
But anyway. I lost my train of thought. What is interesting is that
it's the Alzheimer's drug you're talking
about. Yeah, but what happened is that three of the panelists, this unheard of, resigned of the FDA people who voted on it, you know.
Because it was approved?
Yeah, they said this is a big, big, big mistake. And there's a lot of controversy. And, you know, as Barron's points out this weekend, a couple of other companies may benefit from this. Roche and I forgot what the other one was, Eli Lilly. And the reason being that they can now say, hey, wait a minute. You know, you approved it for them, and ours is based on the same, you know, basic technology.
Yeah.
You know, thing, and it'll be very interesting, anything what happens there. So so right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, and guess we'll go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm the leadoff hitter.
There you go.
And
you're up.
You don't need the Alzheimer drug, Peter. You guys have great memory.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
As usual, you're way too kind.
What was your name?
Oh, yes.
Who is this on the line?
What day is it?
I understand is there a new producer today?
There is, Matt.
Well, new old.
What's new old. His name?
He used to be our producer many years ago.
Matthew.
Right. Yeah.
Matthew.
I think back in the 1900s.
We're only going with biblical names.
When that was, but.
Okay. Mark is going to be his replacement, too.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, today I'm interested in talking about a couple of stocks. One is this Tesla, and I see it's about $609 a share, and its range is 181 up to 900. The thing about it, they say that they're going to be selling quite a few of the cars, and the odd thing is I have only seen two Tesla cars in Bergen County since the company started making the cars. I don't know where these hundreds of thousands of cars are being sent to.
Connecticut.
Certainly not around Bergen County.
They're in Connecticut. There are several in Buffalo. I've seen them. You know, they're nondescript.
Dealerships?
Pardon me? No, the automobiles.
Dealership.
No, I don't, gosh, I don't know where there are dealers, tell you the truth. I haven't thought about that because I'm not in the market, but I think they're very lovely vehicles, and people that own them
attractive.
Love them. Yeah.
Yeah, the new model is going to start at $130,000.
Yeah, peanuts. Yeah. It model goes 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds. I mean, it's.
Well, I don't have to go that fast. Well, in any case, what I'm saying, I think that, like, I look at the nameplates, the badges on the front of cars, I tend to, and I've only seen two Teslas in a year and a half. So why aren't they around?
Well, there aren't that many that are sold, really. How many a year do they sell of those?
A million.
Well, they
don't sell a million.
Oh, they said a couple hundred thousand.
Maybe.
No, but they sell more than that.
But whatever it is, that's worldwide, so.
And I think China's going to buy a lot of it.
Well, it depends. They have a lot of good companies in China that are
not better than American
competitors.
Right. Okay. The second item was Snap, which is one of my favorites. It jumped 309 for the week, and I'm wondering if it would ever any plans for it to shoot up back to its high of about 73.
I think it's a reasonable possibility.
Right.
I hear if you buy a Tesla, you get some shares of Snap with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
But you got to realize that the thing with Snap is not, they've kind of moved away from the social media, depending on that. And they're also into, what do they call it, virtual reality. And they bought a company to beef that up, and they say that, this is going to be, I don't know if it's a virtual reality or what is it, the AR?
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial reality or something, whatever it is.
AI,
it's
yeah.
your world, Pete.
AR, it's not my world. Maybe it is. Maybe that's my problem. I don't know. So, things are looking up for them, and I think you certainly have a reasonable possibility to test that area and maybe even go higher. So.
Sure. Yeah, there's two items that I found of interest about this coin type of thing. Coinbase now is allowing for 401k investments in cyber currency.
Mm-hmm.
And El Salvador is going to be using Bitcoin as its currency of base. As a thing. I can't imagine coming in, buying a pizza, and transferring like 1/10,000th of a Bitcoin to pay for it.
You're not the only one.
I don't really know.
Yeah, Tesla sold 500,000 vehicles in
2020,
and they're looking to do over 1 million starting this year.
Well, it's possible, and then again, we shall see.
There's a new stock listing called Didi, D-I-D-I, food delivery, and it's doing wonderful in Mexico, but they're trying to get an IPO. My thought is, with tongue-in-cheek, they can deliver the food at the Mexican border to the immigrants so they can have food as they cross over into the U.S.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That was Art in New Jersey said that.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
We got to watch out because, what's her name? Who's the vice president anyway?
Karma Harris.
Karma?
Kamala
no, it's not
Harris.
Karma. Kamala, whatever it is.
Kamala.
I try not to remember. But anyway.
Right. Yeah, but Didi's a Chinese company. It's the Chinese version of Uber Eats.
Lyft and Uber?
Yeah. Well, no, just they're a food delivery company, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Are they the...
Fresh Direct we get. Yeah.
No, but I can't remember if they're... they are a ride-sharing company or they're a food delivery company, but
food
it's
delivery.
Chinese. I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah, so then they, I guess that's the only thing I had today.
That's it?
That's good. Yeah, that's it. And then we enjoy your thing. Did you?
Well, I was going to say was, you ought to mention that to whatever her name is, that maybe she ought to check them out at the border,
Yeah.
Anyway, Didi is a Chinese, it's a ride-hailing company. Yeah, they filed. They filed on Thursday or Friday to go public.
IPO. Yeah,
public.
The reason that
the
came
United
to mind
States.
Is when I lived in Jersey City, one of our neighbors in an apartment house was Dorothy Downs, and Mom always called her Didi. D-I-D-I was a nickname, so that's why that thing came.
Well, that might be a reason to buy it.
That's right. Just like Snap, right?
It's like the people that pick horses by colors.
Yeah, but at least they find out right away. That's the difference.
Well, when I looked at the horses in these various races, I usually go with numbers. 13 is my lucky number. And sometimes 13, there aren't 13 numbers horses. You know, in some of the
well,
races.
That's why you're lucky. You don't have to bet them, so you don't lose. There you go.
Absolutely. Well, continue to have a good show.
All right.
Did you get
you
my
too.
Market summary on the...
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Just wanted to...
Checks in the mail.
Sure it gets in
Checks
there.
In the mail.
Very good.
All right, thanks.
Good talking to you guys. Bye.
Take care.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to...
Rick in Amherst.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Joe? Okay, we don't see his name on there, but yeah, good. Go ahead. Take it away, Matt. Is this Joe?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Joe.
Hi, good morning. How are you two?
I'm good,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, what's
good,
going on?
Good, good. I want to just ask your opinion on Ford right now. I'm in at about a little over 8, and it's had a great run the last couple of weeks, and actually the last, you know, since the beginning part of the year.
Yeah, close at 15:28 on Friday. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, I saw some targets at around 18, and I was just wondering what you thought.
Well, it's interesting because it had looked like, you know, at least the 14 area was a possibility, right? And it's done that.
Right.
And, the fundamentals, I guess, the excitement over the, the F-150 or something?
Yep.
But,
The
electric vehicle.
Right.
Yeah. And, so fundamentally, I guess you have to say things are looking up. And I'm
so did you do it for a trade, or are you looking to own it?
No, I own it a little over $8.
Right.
And I was just trying to figure out if, I should sit tight.
Well, what was your plan when you bought it? Did you want it to go to 100, but.
No, I was shooting for around 18 originally.
I think that's reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe with this run up lately that. Maybe I shouldn't be so greedy and take it off the table.
But, what I would do, but I'm not a big fork.
Well, I don't know if I'd take all of it off, but but why don't you take half of it off,
Yeah, that's always a good strategy.
Yeah, and then, if it starts slipping a little, then you can reevaluate it, But
right.
But
right.
The 50-day moving average is around 13. Support should be anywhere between 13 and 14.
Okay.
And, you're right. Sometimes you have a nice profit and you just let it go, and it's so what you should do is take half off, because that usually guarantees it'll keep going up. So.
Right.
For everybody else. And the difference between Ford and a Tesla, or Ford and Apple, or Ford and Amazon, it's Ford.
Right.
I mean, it's what it is. I mean, it's all of a sudden they're not going to come up with something new. So,
no, but I think the positive on them has been what they're doing with the electric vehicles and
mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
The F-150, and they're introducing some other vehicles that may be a little bit more exciting, probably.
So I hate to be a naysayer, but those people that use the Ford F-150 in their jobs to haul things and do things, not the people that want to be seen because they have an electric car, I don't know if there's enough battery power for those type vehicles. That's what I think somebody who's owning something for that purpose needs to talk to somebody that's got a Ford F-150 that uses it for whatever. If they just drive around and they pick up some topsoil, like I used to have a pickup truck, I did little things with it, but I wasn't driving it for 300 or 400 miles on a trip. It's not a family type vehicle, but I what I would do is I would talk to those type people and just to get an idea.
The other thing too is that I beg to differ slightly, because have you ever been on the road and you see these big vehicles like that, and you see these young females driving them? They like to have those kind of.
Yeah, both of those vehicles. Two girls that you saw driving.
I've seen
a
lot of them.
No, but you really see people with the fifth wheel type things.
Right,
so that's a little
bit
different.
More than people.
Has an eye for
more than people
things.
That just want to carry things around.
Right, that's what I said. There are those people that do like that look,
right.
And may want to do something.
Exactly.
But the majority of those trucks.
Well,
are
anyway,
not
what did you call
people.
For?
So again, basically, look. Maybe get rid of half of it or
half
something.
Half or whatever. Same,
and portion.
A portion of it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't get excited if it keeps going up, because that'll make it go up,
Right.
So that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have a second one. Local company, and I heard you talk about it, way back when it first came out, the ACU auctions.
Yeah. ACV. ACV auctions.
Yep. ACVA, rather, is the symbol.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Okay. I got the ACV. I didn't make it to...
2429 on the close.
Yeah, it came back quite a bit from where it's been. And I know it's, again, I don't know, it's newish.
Now, what
it's not Ford.
What do they do? Are they auctioning cars?
They auction off cars.
That's a good place to be.
But they have a process for doing that's unique, Pete. Mm-hmm. Their technology is, theirs and theirs alone, from what I understand.
Right, and it sounds like they've got a pretty good plan to grow outside of where they're at right now. So I just wondering what your thoughts were. And it pulled back a bit.
It's pulled back a bit.
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. Yeah, about, yeah, I think it was up around 33
or so. That's like almost pregnant.
Right. Yeah, right. No, it shouldn't laugh, but yeah, why not? The high's 37. It'll pull back to, what, 23?
Yeah.
And it's around 24. So, you know, the chart is not old enough to really make a judgment on it, you know.
Okay.
And, but, you know, I mean, if you've done a lot of looking into it and you feel comfortable, you could take a little position, see what happens.
Or do you have,
or do you
position?
Have a position?
No, I don't. Probably.
I'd rather own it here than at 38.
Procrastination paid off because I looked at it originally when it was like in the 32 area. And, right. And I thought, it's a little pricey, see what happens, sit back, and because it being new and everything, and now it's come back. And
so if you're going to spend 10 grand on this, you know, you can spend 3 or 4 in here and watch it.
Yeah. Yep.
That, I think, is a smart thing to do.
But yep. It seems to be in a good area now, you know, to be able to take advantage of what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, so that's about all, you know, I could really say for it. But, you know, I've seen these where they come out as an IPO and they fly up and then they get creamed and they come back from the dead, you know.
Right.
It's, you know, so it might be worthwhile to take a little speculative play on
just
it.
Dip the toe in a little bit and see what happens.
See what happens, yeah.
So, okay, good. Okay, thank you. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Thank
right,
you.
You
appreciate
too.
It.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, right now phone lines are still wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And I guess we're going to go to David and Richard Park. And Richard Park. Orchard Park. I believe.
Hey. Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Hi.
Okay. Got a question on Alibaba.
Baba, 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 baba. Yeah. Well, I guess last week I said I don't trust the Chinese, but that's...
Oh, that's terrible. I don't either.
I know.
Not that we don't trust, it's not the people, it's the Chinese Communist Party that, you know, anything coming out of China is regulated. So, 211.64 on the close.
Well,
I think it's a great company. I mean, it's a...
Yeah, I mean, it is a great company. It just depends on, you know, what the agenda is for the Chinese Communist Party, you know.
I just want to see about a little way I'm going to try to do things. I have a profit in it. I was going to sell it, take the profit, and buy a long-term call because it's been
okay.
What do you? Because it's been 210, 220 for the last 6 months.
Right. I mean, it is.
And then I'm only putting a little bit of money.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense.
In comparison to holding, you know, $20,000-$40,000 of stock there.
Right, and
well, it was like 265 in February.
Yeah.
So I this is its low. So
I mean, it's at a.
Yeah, but
you're just switching.
Well, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just pointing out the facts that you said it was 210, 211 for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
That's not correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, despite all of that.
Despite the facts?
I see what he's doing. It's a smart strategy, all right? Rather than be at risk for all that money, he buys a long-term
Right. I'm not debating any of that.
Call.
I'm just saying where it's been.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's,
but
you know.
Biden just came up with some type of stuff, and they're discussing dealings with China, et cetera, et cetera. And you just mentioned the government is... questionable that they have over there. They could do anything at any minute.
Exactly.
So rather than put big money at risk, I would rather put a couple thousand.
It makes sense to me, believe me. And you are at a support level, so buying a call now, you'd take advantage if this was a good support, you know, and it takes off, you're taking advantage. As long as you're not paying too much for the call. I don't know what they're doing these days, you know, but...
long term.
Yeah, but it's a good point at a good point to use that strategy. And and in the shorter term, if it dropped to 204, I might reevaluate it. But that's about it.
Okay, and another one is NVIDIA. I've had it for a long time.
Good one to have for a long time, yeah.
Wait for the split before I might take some profits or...
it's irrelevant.
Just, yeah.
It is. It doesn't matter.
Very opinionated person here.
So that's what this business is about, in case you didn't know. 7-11-01 on the close.
Yeah.
I know.
It's good.
Great.
Potential price target, don't let this sway you. This is based on the charting method, 1,056. You know, that's very exact.
Yeah, but that's...
But, you know, taking a little profit, there's never anything wrong with that, especially if you've got a very big gain, you know.
But it's a great company in a great area.
It is a great company, and no question, yeah.
So I'm not a timing person. So what you're talking about is timing, whether you sell before a stock split or after. In the long term, it's irrelevant, and especially with a stock like this.
But psychologically, for a lot of little people, they might buy it in it.
It is, because that's the point of it. You know, the bottom line is that there's a lot of people that go, I'm not going to buy a stock that's at 712, which I think is ridiculous. You know that you wouldn't do that. But when they do a stock split, they say, maybe that's more reasonable, you know.
Yeah, and there's those people that will go and just buy it because it's split, and the same amount of people just sell it because
they've always
split.
Wanted to buy it, but they don't want to pay $700.
No, I'm not talking about those people.
I'm talking about those people. You're obnoxious. Anyway.
And do we have anything
takes
else
one
that's
to know
comparable
one.
To NVIDIA?
What's that?
You got anything else comparable to NVIDIA? I mean, AMD or something like that?
I don't know, really, because I haven't really been, looking at that.
I mean, it used to be Intel. Just not
anymore. Well, Intel's been coming back from the dead little by little. Didn't they announce? No, they didn't announce that. That was IBM.
But Intel's not,
AMD has found support 3 or 4 times in the 74, 75 area,
What about, I'd rather look at like Applied Materials, AMAT, but again, that's, in that
industry. Another one to look at, although Barron's kind of, had a big article, but they said in the short term, maybe it's too high, is Taiwan Semiconductor, which almost makes most of the chips for everybody.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You guys help me out. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Take care. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Is that real there?
Right.
Oh, is it? Okay. If Rick will just wait 1 minute more, we'll take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered by Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And now we're going to Rick in Amherst. Good morning.
Yeah, Vic from Amherst.
Vic.
Oh, Vic. All right. And thanks for holding, Vic. We had a little bit of
Not a problem. Now, you guys, the hosts have been a little cantankerous towards each other this morning.
No. It's normal.
Little bit. I sense it.
We act nice normally to each other. We despise each other normally.
I don't know. Today's been a little bit on, you guys have been a little bit on edge, but it's a good radio.
Peter is, not me.
I like a chart in here, guys. Let's take a look at it.
All right.
Look at Qualcomm. QCOM. There's a lot I like about this thing. I just spotted it about 2 days ago.
And I haven't. I know my plan. I just wanted to run it by you guys as far as the actual chart on its own. I know my enter point. What you thought of it?
134.62 on the close. I'm still waiting for it to go over 200, which is where I bought it in the 90s. But go ahead.
It looks like
bad taste in my mouth.
Matter of fact, it looked almost exactly like AMD. You know, but a lot of the semiconductors have been hit and come down. There's a positive article or coverage in Barron's this weekend, you know, for your information, on the company, which was very positive. So the support was about the 124 area, and the 200 days 136. So you want to see it get back above 136. It closed at 134, so it seems like it's on its way. Okay, so what was your? It looks like an interesting.
Yeah, I had two plans. First one, buy stop 137.50.
Okay.
Would break the downtrend line.
Mm-hmm.
I'd wait for volume on that one. The other one was to buy the 135 August call and sell the 150 call. Yeah, once it crossed it, I don't want it below. I want it 137.50 is my number. That would cross the 100.
Right. I like that idea.
Well, across the 200. Yeah, that makes sense.
The 100 on a weekly.
Oh, on the weekly. Oh, God.
The 100. So I got, it would.
100 week or?
The 100 week, yeah. It would cross the 100 week with a breakout at one. Everything points to 137.50 the way I do it with the downtrend line, the 100, the double bottom it's
right.
Got now. You know, it's got a lot of things that says 137.50 is the number on volume. Right now, I wouldn't touch it right now. What do you think of that?
I think it makes a lot of sense. You did a lot of good work on it, you know. And they always say if you have a number of things that point to the same thing, that your odds have increased a bit, you know. So it sounds.
What do you think of a 137.50 call? Sell the 150. Cheapen it up a little bit.
Well, I mean that I'm not able to comment on, you know, because you obviously have looked into it and it makes sense, you know, when you do a spread like that. You have to work out a few numbers. You know.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that way I collect some of it because I'm going to pay some good change for it if I'm going only to, you know, to August.
Yeah. Well, is it a debit or a credit or what?
It's well, I get a credit. I get the money from the for the
selling
150,
right.
Mm-hmm. But I sell it, I collect it.
Right, and then
collecting goods like $8.
All right, then you're buying. A call.
And I $250.
Okay, so you're
so net $550.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. Okay. I think that's
a nice play if it is, but there's no volume in it right now.
Yeah, that makes it tough.
No,
I hate that.
So all right,
okay.
I think you're going to get it. I think you know stocks like this, people are going to be looking for values like this. I think that's a good idea.
If it hits 137.50, Victor will be in it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling.
And as you were saying, Peter, research.
What? Right.
Do your own research.
He did it.
He did it.
He did everything before. He didn't read this weekend's Barron's and say, "My God, I'm going to buy Qualcomm." You know. So, but he did his work on it the way he works on it, his approach. So
we have some comments on the chat box too.
We do
comments.
A comment about what?
Good luck trying to find a charging station for the Tesla. What a major inconvenience. Not to mention the high purchase price and high cost repair bills and the vehicle's low range per charge. I will stick with the good old gas-powered vehicles.
Somebody at work said, "I'm going to buy a hybrid," you know. So, and I think that makes
sense. And if you find a charging station, just hope there isn't anyone else using it. You might be waiting your turn. Heard of people waiting
very
hours.
Good.
So what did somebody say? They were going to
buy a hybrid.
Yeah.
Which makes
those have been out for a while.
Yeah, but it makes sense. You know?
Well, the hybrid, are the hybrids now the ones you charge? Or are the hybrids like the original hybrids, which had big batteries in them?
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. But I was in Albany within the last year, and I went to a mall, and they had all the charging stations set up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they have them at the Buffalo General and Children's Hospital,
new parking ramp. Yeah, they're
and all
expanding
that.
Rapidly with those. Yeah,
Tops has them.
Yeah. They're all over the place, and there's a number of different companies.
And you pay for those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're free, some of them.
Really?
Oh, all right.
Oh.
I guess the idea, they must be subsidized. Some. I know it's about $1,200 to put a charging station in your house, in your home, because I looked at it. And I thought that was reasonable. That was reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people that have the electric vehicles are laughing at the people that bought those smart cars. You know those smart cars, those real little ones?
The little ones, yeah.
Yeah, I saw one the other day. I thought it was pretty funny.
Anyway. I'd be afraid to death driving in something like that.
Well, the way you drive, I don't
know. Well, no. If a bumblebee hit your windshield, it would probably smash the car up, you know. So,
ba-dum-bum.
Anyway,
there
you go.
Or
what?
Cicada.
Or that'd be even worse. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on chat. Join the chat, and you should be all set. Type a question, type a symbol. If you do type a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Okay, right now, phone lines are wide open.
So what do we think?
Please don't call in the last 5 minutes.
All right, what do we think when the S&P sets new highs like it is? But they're not like dramatically busting through. Is that tough to read?
No. Up's better than down.
Okay.
That's very technical.
Yeah, you're great. Thanks for that help. All right, we're going to go.
Okay, we're going to go to somebody in Williamsville. Good morning.
How you doing, guys? It's Vic.
Hey, Vic, how you doing?
Another Vic. Good.
There you go.
You guys were talking about inflation before.
Mm-hmm.
The coin dealer I deal with last year was paying 8 times face value for silver. He's now paying 18 times face value for silver.
So that means if you have a dime, you get $1.80?
Yep, if it's in good shape.
Hmm.
He's paying up to that amount of money. A dime that's silver, obviously.
Right, no, right.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. What if you had a silver dollar?
Be $8. Or $18.
Yep.
Yeah, but how much does a silver dollar weigh?
Hmm. Oh, see, you're being too technical.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. But there's no way inflation is transitory. I saw a story with some top chef. His name is Grill. He's paying paying people $25 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
You know, of course, he's probably charging $100 for a meal. But
right, but you know, in the food industry, people that work in that industry, they are transitory. So
yes, they are.
You know, you get somebody who's all of a sudden, once people are looking for jobs, those people that are, he's paying $25 an hour are going to be gone. Or you might be correct that we're going to be paying more.
Well, I will tell you one thing. This experiment that they're doing, this what they call modern monetary theory, hasn't been done before. So nobody knows what the final effects of all of this is going to be. You know,
you don't know?
Even the Fed doesn't know. So.
Oh, shocking.
But we're going to find out. I'm on the side it is not transitory.
Right.
But the other side of the point is there was one, I guess the vice chairman of the Fed says at the moment, you know, you never know at the moment how long that lasts, but that we're going to wait until there's at least a year of inflation, at least 2%, a full year, right? So who knows, right?
He or she, yeah. It's he, is trying to explain.
Right.
But whatever.
But
the
I'm
other
just,
thing is,
I'm just saying this experiment's never been done.
Right.
Nobody knows what the final outcome is going
to
be.
Right. But yeah. You also have to remember that the Fed chair position is up along with a couple other board positions that President Biden's going to have to nominate. Now, some of these people on the Fed board are political. Hard to believe, but they are political. So will they do things to appease President Biden and his people, or will they? I don't know.
I don't know.
You're shrugging your shoulders.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I'm just but anyway,
something to think about.
Back to you.
Let's talk
okay,
about Teslas.
Back to me. Wanted to ask you a couple of stocks, but I also a third stock I want to ask about is Caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
The last 3 days, it's gone down about 12%,
mm-hmm.
and I was trying to find out any information about the company, and couldn't find any adverse information other than the fact that there's a small story from a writer that said that Caterpillar is trading 34% above its transitory value. But now, you know, the chart is completely broke down. It had a double bottom breakdown, and just want to know what your thoughts.
Well, they increased their dividend.
Obviously, here's a stock, and I don't even know from, you know, last year was an $88 stock. This year it's been straight up, you know, after having a correction to 102. So you would expect some kind of a pullback. You know, any type of story out there where somebody says something like that could knock it down. And it hasn't really had a total breakdown. You know, in other words, it had a sell signal there. You know, but, you know, there's always a way out in this charting method which says it could be a false breakdown, you know. And if you look at all the way back to 102, there's never been a sell signal all the way up. And the mantra for the method is the first sell signal in a solid uptrend is usually a false sell signal.
Great. So do you own this, or are you looking to buy it?
Yeah, I did, but I got out.
So you're looking to go back in?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, you must be thinking about it. I am thinking about it.
See, it did break the 50-day, you know, which supposedly, you know, not supposedly, a lot of people follow the 50-day.
Right.
Supposedly, institutions, some of them use the 50-day.
Yeah, the volume's big.
Yeah, and you know, the volume's big on it. So, but the 200 days at 195, you know.
But this was a stock that would, if there is an infrastructure bill, should benefit.
Yeah.
That's why I think it was running up.
Right.
But did it already price that all in? Who knows?
Right. No, I'm saying that's why it was running up.
As long as it stays above 195, it's still long-term bullish, you know.
Okay. I wanted to know what kind of...
Yeah, you may want to dip your toe a little bit.
Right. Okay, I wanted to ask you about a couple others more positive in nature. I own Blackstone.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
BX.
Yep.
And looking at the chart, it looks like it's exceeded its objectives. Just want to know what you think about this at this point.
Well, it's already exceeded all its objectives, but if you're looking at the point and figure chart, there's a bullish triangle it just broke out of.
95.41 on the close.
Yeah,
they're in the right business, and
you know, so the run up to the top was what, 18 points, and you broke out of that, so 18 points. Looks like minimum objective would be about 105 right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm in at 78, so I would like 105 for sure. The other one I wanted to ask about is Edwards Life Sciences.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Was it EW?
EW, right.
Yeah. I don't know why. That deep, dark past, I used to follow it and haven't looked. Oh, yeah, nice. That's why.
Yeah.
That would be like, you know, one of the clients always calls up and the thing's going way up. And I said, I wanted to buy that. And I said, what have you been doing? I've been watching it. I said, okay. I hope you enjoyed the watching.
Well, I'm in it at about 86, and I'm looking at maybe buying some more.
Well, 86 is good because that's the 200-day. Okay. So it's above that. It's above the 50-day at 92.
Close at 99.99. That's the closest to $100 that I think you could get.
Right. And people say that, you know, once it goes above 100, it's going to do better. Okay.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that won't buy a stock unless it's above 100.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, now I guess people are doing more surgeries, you know, like heart, they produce heart sales.
Sure.
And where they weren't able to during the lockdown.
Oh, that makes sense. Sure.
Yeah, and just don't buy the same amount you bought before, though, okay? Because then you run the risk of hurting your whole position if it does come back, all right?
No, I was looking, you know, I have a few hundred shares. I was looking to buy, buy half of that amount, maybe.
Okay, yeah. That's the way to do it. And the price objective, for what it's worth, is 137 based on the charting method.
And if you don't like that, Peter will tell you a higher one if you want.
I will take anything closer to that. All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, right. Thank you for calling. Appreciate the call.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Okay. Phone line's wide open. Somebody on the chat box, really.
Yeah, I guess so.
803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. What's on the chat box?
AMMPF, Hydrogen Power, wants thoughts. Close at $1.49.
What is it?
AMMPF. Apple, Matthew, Paul, Frank. I just don't own these stocks. I just find something else. That's terrible, but that's just the way I am.
Well, I knew they wouldn't have it on this. Okay.
Yeah, you got to go to stock charts.
Yeah.
Or at least I did, yeah.
Yeah. What did I do? I wiped out stock charts somehow?
I'm not shocked.
You're not shocked?
You have that ability to destroy anything that would normally work well.
Who are you?
Runs in the family. Because I do it all the time, too. Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know. What's the name of this company? I know it's here it is. AMM Power Corp. There you go.
Well, it's a wild speculation. Hopefully you've done a lot of research into it. You know, a lot of people are talking, rather than, the electric batteries with lithium, hydrogen possibility. I've even seen something, and I've forgotten the company, that ammonia may be the best fuel.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And somebody just got a patent on it, and you may want to do some research into that. I forgot who the company. It's another cheap stock.
Hey, if clover ever makes it, my neighbor's going to do really well because there's a ton of clover in their yard. Anyway.
Jesus. So, I mean, the chart's interesting. It's interesting that when it got up to about, close to $1.60, it got pounded all the way down to 105. And then it's come back from there. And that was very heavy volume. So to me, it's a very speculative stock. But, it's in a solid uptrend. And unfortunately, the main moving average is back at $1. So it's up to you. If you've done the research, the chart doesn't look bad. I'd look into that day about 4 days ago.
They announced a global marine initiative, an addition of John Tersik, a maritime infrastructure veteran to its board of advisors.
When was that they announced that?
A couple days ago.
And that's why it got trounced? Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, I do, make sure you've done your research into it. It's a solid uptrend.
Maybe
it's
a speculation.
You shouldn't be using money you can't afford to lose, but it's in an uptrend, so, yep.
Where'd it get trounced? What are you talking
Look
about?
Look at this.
The red line?
Down to 105.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
But then it went back up.
Well, it closed at 120 something.
149.
Yeah. No, originally, that day. Yeah. So
Pete, one day does not make a trend.
Sometimes it does.
All right. I'll have to look back and see if I can find something.
But see if you can find something. Right. Anyway, where are we? We're going to Dreamer. Good morning.
Peter, David.
Good morning.
Hi, Willard. I just want to let you know there is 0.77344 ounces of silver in a silver dollar.
There you go, Peter.
So
which comes out to approximately $21.66.
Times
now, that's based on $28 silver price.
Right.
It was 28 and a few cents over that.
Very good.
I saw yesterday.
Very good.
I don't know what it closed at.
So in other words, he was saying they're going to pay $18.
That's correct.
Right. Okay.
And that's sure,
the guy's got to really, make some just, money, right?
I just thought. Well, yeah.
That's
but
not,
a lot of dealers are buying because they can't. The only way they can get it is somebody walks in off the street.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because silver is so damn tight.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Because that's like what a 15% cut. That's not bad.
No.
Yeah.
And some are paying a little more. Now, I talked to one of my dealers just a couple days ago, and he was paying $1.60 for a dime. So the gentleman you were talking to, I assume his dealer is trying to collect it because we, the people in the business know the price of silver is definitely going up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
so
been,
some guys will pay a little higher premium because
depends
that's
how
the only way
they
can get
it.
Right. So, and gee, I called the last 5 minutes.
You did all right. You're ending.
Wow, you are special.
You're ending the show.
That's what Peter said.
Yeah, I've been called special by a few people.
Well,
I'm too truthful. That's the problem with me.
Well, that's my problem too.
No, that's not Peter's problem.
I get it.
It's an opinion thing.
I get into a lot of trouble when I say what I think. So,
well,
yeah, I do too. But you know what, Peter? I don't really give a damn what anybody thinks.
Well, you're right about that. No question.
And I'll tell you what I think about Elon Musk.
Well,
he's a schmuck.
Oh, geez.
Pretty smart one though.
Yeah, he's
living off taxpayer money. He's been living off taxpayer money since his name first appeared.
Well, he's very smart.
Well, he was one of the founders of PayPal. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't need government money for that.
No, he's very smart. Yeah.
Well, that's the story. I don't know if you can prove that or not.
Well,
I wouldn't trust any. Well, he could build cars in Buffalo. They got an empty building downtown.
I'm still waiting for the solar shingles for my house that I was so ready to buy that I couldn't afford.
You're going to be waiting for your next two lifetimes.
Yeah, I know. So. It's a great idea, though. Great idea.
Well,
great ideas sometimes materialize and sometimes they don't.
I agree.
But when you got people stealing all the money they can, I wouldn't hold my breath on that stuff.
So. We have got to get off.
Shouldn't talk about Peter.
Thank you for ending the show.
Thank you, Dreamer.
Okay.
On such a high note.
Until next week, keep a little powder dry. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.